has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise on Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This week in music history.
This week in 1970, John Lennon wrote, recorded, and mixed Instant Karma in one day, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history. This week in 1972, Don McLean's album American Pie started a 7-week run at number one on the album chart. Prince made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1980. MTV started broadcasting to the West Coast this week in 1983.
Incoming music. This is the sound of the top songs in Germany. Number three.
Clean Bandit, Rockabye.
So rockabye, baby, rockabye. I'm gonna.
Number two.
Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill.
Over the castle on the hill.
Number one.
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet.
Transmission terminated.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're gonna get stuff done.
I wanna be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS.
Yeah!
It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Check out the Score's new lineup. Molly and Hanley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons 1 to 6. And finally, Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. 25 years and counting as the voice of the fan. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola, looking for family fun this winter. We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. We start in the NHL and the Blackhawks as Scott Darling will be in net tonight in Boston. The Bruins trail the Canadiens by 8 points. They've lost their last two games. Puck drops at 6. NBA, Jimmy Butler was voted a starter for the Eastern Conference for the first time in his career. Russell Westbrook was left off the starting lineup for the West, and that includes Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis. The Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. Taj Gibson is back after dealing with a sore ankle. ESPN's Mark Stein is reporting the Bulls are already plotting a way to make a run at Chris Bosh if he's healthy next season. And in football, the Bears have announced the hiring of Jeremiah Washburn as offensive line coach, Curtis Motkins as running backs coach, and Roy Anderson will assist with the defensive backfield. The Bears denied the 49ers permission to interview Vic Fangio for their defensive coordinator position. And championship weekend kicks off with Green Bay at Atlanta, and then New England hosting Pittsburgh. Coverage on The Score starts at 1. Apparently there's a flu bug going around the Green Bay Packers locker room, and Aaron Rodgers is sick. We'll see if he plays or has like a Michael Jordan-type game, or even better, a Jimmy Butler-type flu game. Packers wide receivers Jordy Nelson, Devontae Adams, and Geronimo Allison did not practice today, and they're all questionable for Sunday's game. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Windy City Bulls. For tickets, visit WindyCityBulls.com. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Blake Griffin to remake White Men Can't Jump.
They did a pretty damn good job at making Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes, who said he couldn't play basketball.
It's pretty. It's so pretty.
I like the way they did it in Blue Chips, where they just got a bunch of actual basketball players and said, play, and then we'll edit it together.
Right, but then they had to act, so that's the problem.
What kind of church is this?
Assemblies of God.
Pentecostal? Hell, I grew up in the Pentecostal church.
Of course, I don't belong here. I guess what I'm really trying to say is, if I left school, would my mom lose her house and job?
Acting! Thank you! Thank you!
Cut it! No, look.
Let's, cut. Let's just cut that.
Fake 87.
Penny's mom worked here, if you remember. Prudential Plaza. It's where Penny's mom ended up getting the job.
If Butch chooses to become a dolphin, I plan on moving to a new and better job.
Look, this is why Nick Shepkowski is on the staff, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at that.
He will earn your keep, kid.
That news you can use, fellas.
The thing about Blue Chips didn't make any sense is when Adonis Jordan made a jump shot. That's what I almost got up and left. Like, wait a second here. I can suspend my disbelief only so far.
So I guess that leaves a little bit of business we have to discuss, though, I think. I figure a white blue chip athlete like myself deserves something extra, about 30 grand. I'd like to have it in cash. And just toss in one of those gym bags you got.
Get the hell out of here, Ricky.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
First and goal at the 7-yard line. That's the question Seattle has to figure out. Quick toss. Julio Jones with a catch and into the end zone for the touchdown. One step in towards the middle from the slot left side. Julio Jones grabs it, scoots in for six, hands the football to Andy LaVitre, the left guard, who handles the spike duties. And the Falcons are an extra point from tying it up early in the second quarter.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. You might say to yourself, why the hell are they playing Atlanta Falcons and Julio Jones highlights? Well, for my money, he's the best wide receiver in the game, and I love watching him play. Love watching that offense. Kyle Shanahan, he does as good a job as anyone I've seen, especially this year, at just going at a particular guy over and over and over. Whatever the weak spot on a defense is, Kyle, and that's why he's probably going to be the San Francisco 49ers head coach.
It's a basketball mentality on the football field.
Yep.
It is just a basketball coach will notice that when there's blood in the water, whatever metaphor you want to use, mouse in the house, or another term for that is Doug McDermott. That a coach will keep going. It's true though.
Doug tries.
Well, I know. He tries. The problem is you see him trying.
Yeah, he
tries. He's so try-y that
maybe he needs 3 feet.
No,
maybe
if
he grew another foot.
I've told you what he should be allowed to have.
What?
Nunchucks. You watch him play, just everything would be fine if they just he applies for special dispensation. You know, standing dribble, Carmelo Anthony left of the key, drives on McDermott. What?
all NBA defensive team if he had those, right?
Whoa!
You're an idiot.
Down.
But Kyle Shanahan does a great job. You'll see that with the corner that got a lot of work last week. Last name is Gunter. Gunter for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, nice play, Gunter.
But I think if Julio Jones or anybody is matched up on Gunter.
Yeah, that's not Gunter. That's Gunter.
We'll see them go at him. But I played that clip, or Tammy played that clip for me for this reason. What do the 2010 Patriots, the 2011 Packers, the 2012 Patriots, the 2013 Broncos, the 2014 Packers, and the 2015 Panthers have in common with these Falcons?
All those teams have in common with the Falcons.
I'll make this easy on you because you'll never get this.
Well, is it an offensive statistic?
Yes. Okay. Very easy one, by the way.
Does it have to do with like touchdowns caught by wide receivers?
Yeah.
Or touchdowns?
Just touchdowns.
That's a good stat.
Teams to lead the NFL in scoring.
Okay.
Over the last 7 years. The Falcons led the league in scoring this year. The Panthers did last year. Packers in 14, Broncos in 13, Patriots in 12, Packers in 11, Patriots in 10. But guess what? The results. None of those teams won the Super Bowl. As much as we talk about offense, as much as we talk about quarterbacks, and there's some damn good quarterbacks here. You got Tom Brady. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got Peyton Manning. You got Aaron Rodgers again, Cam Newton, and Matt Ryan. All those teams led the league in scoring. Postseason results, 15 Panthers lost in the Super Bowl. 14 Packers lost in the conference championship. Broncos lost in the Super Bowl. Got just mollywopped in the Super Bowl.
That's more than lost. That's like double loss.
The Patriots lost in the conference championship. And 11 and 10, those two teams lost in the divisional playoffs. So they were one and done with the best offenses with the Packers and the Patriots. I don't know why the trend exists or what's going on here, but this offense that the Falcons have going into this game scored the most points in the NFL. They had a nice little stretch where Julio Jones was banged up and he was finding guys like Taylor Gabriel and Levine Toilolo, and Kyle Shanahan's going to make that San Francisco 49ers money probably after this season is over. But this team coming into this game, if they win the Super Bowl, it'll be the first team in 7 years that has led the league in points and won the Super Bowl. I don't know what it means. It's just one of those weird little statistical quirks that I saw today on the social media, on the Twitter machine. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Now, out of the four teams, the least confidence I have is in these Falcons. And they may be one of the more talented rosters. It's just that, you know, that you haven't seen them do it, so you don't believe they can, or, you know, you believe it when it happens kind of feel. You've seen Ben Roethlisberger do it. He hasn't had great Super Bowls, by the way, if you look at his numbers. You've seen Aaron Rodgers do it. You've seen Tom Brady do it a bunch of times. It's just, and Matt Ryan's probably going to win the MVP, and he's the least of the four quarterbacks. But
this might be, whoever said it on this show, this might be your best final four quarterbacks maybe ever.
Usually there's a regular guy or a serviceable quarterback.
Right, there's Brad Johnson.
And Alex Smith.
There's Stan Humphreys. Mm-hmm. Or there's just or there's like an old guy. Last time the Falcons were there was Chris Chandler, right?
Wow. Yeah. And they still shouldn't have won that game, by the way. There's no way in hell those Minnesota Vikings shouldn't have been in that Super Bowl with Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Jake Reed and Robert Smith and all those dudes. Morton Anderson out there, you know, kicking field goals. Man. I mean, the Dirty Bird, that was the Dirty Bird squad, right? Jamal Anderson, Chris Chandler,
O.J. McDuffie.
Wasn't it Terrence Mathis? And Andre Rison wasn't on that squad by then.
I thought
gone.
He was gone.
Yeah, it was
that was Eugene Robinson year, wasn't it?
Genie Rob, NFL Man of the Year, who got caught, you know.
You heard the interview we did with him at the Super Bowl.
That was some stuff, wasn't it? That was everything intense, introspective, uncomfortable at times because he's talking about what he had to explain to his wife. I mean, that was some real stuff.
He was great. And then after we went to break, you know, he talked to me. He said, thank you. He said, thank you for asking that stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, this is all good. Cause I admitted to him. I said, hey, I wasn't quite sure where that was going, but I kind of thought I had to, but don't, you know, he said,
you ask the questions. No, you need to ask.
He was really polished and really straight up. It was so much fun in San Francisco. Much fun.
Except
there.
For you, you know, stepping over bums and feeling bad
about
it the whole time.
That was a little much. But that whole time. And the stuff with Boomer and they were calling Boomer Phil Sims. Mr. Sims. And it's like, man.
That was before Boomer got on that My Flag stuff. it's for Boomer wanted you to respect everything about this country, and it's never been bad to anybody.
Yeah.
Southside Rashad on the score. What's up, Rashad?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Rashad, what's happening?
Hey, none. Who's that, Jason?
Yes, it's me. Yes, yes, it's me, Rashad.
All right, welcome. Hey, welcome to the evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm good,
hey,
man.
Quick questions, guys. Look, I want to put this weekend in perspective. Now, I think I can kind of get agreement here with the Steelers and the Patriots being the standard in the AFC the last decade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, with that being the case, this is the second time possibly it is the second matchup between Brady and Roethlisberger. Then in the NFC, you got Rodgers in the MVP with Ryan. And you just touched on it possibly being the four best quarterbacks, but we're possibly looking at a torch passing in the Super Bowl between Brady and Rodgers. Now, I just want to kind of put that in perspective. Have we ever seen the quarterback play in the playoffs being this excellent? You know, regardless of defense, I don't think I've ever seen a playoff matchup in the Final Four this good.
Well, I got to think about going back to some of those 90s years where you had, you know, all those terrific quarterbacks playing at once, where it was Jim Kelly and Warren Moon and Dan Marino. And, I mean, I got to think about it. But, yeah, this is what you asked for. You asked for
the superstars
of the game to be playing in the biggest moments.
You've got two of the three are, at the moment, clearly top five all time, conservatively.
And Tom and Aaron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Roethlisberger is making a case for top 10 all time, isn't he?
He's had himself a great career. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So have you ever had two top fives, a top 10? And I'd have to look at where Matt Ryan would rank. But there has to be a metric for this, right?
See, football metrics get weird, though.
I know.
Because I don't like the QBR thing just because I feel like they made up a stat.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. So, and efficiency rating for years has been looked at, I feel like, in the wrong way. Where it's like, oh, he got a 150 efficiency rating. And it's like, okay, if a guy had a bad pass in the first quarter and it was intercepted in the next three quarters, he played terrific football. I'm looking at it as if he didn't have a good game because of an efficiency number.
Yeah, I don't like passer efficiency because it's people use it interchangeably.
How efficient it is every time you throw the ball.
People say quarterback rating. No, a quarterback who runs a lot, or quarterback who buys time with his feet, who knows when to throw a ball out of bounds, who then has his passer efficiency number screwed up because a guy tipped the ball, or a guy had a ball go through his hands and directly to a free safety.
And that doesn't mean the great quarterbacks who have high numbers, like Aaron Rodgers' passer efficiency rating is always high, but he's a terrific quarterback.
The other things that bug me, too, are it's first and goal at the two, and you could easily hand it to your running back.
Different error.
But what happens to the passer efficiency rating because of the value of touchdowns is if there's a play fake and the linebacker bites and the guy's wide open, it wasn't a particularly efficient pass necessarily. Mm-hmm. 2 yards is to the guy, mm-hmm. but it skews the passer efficiency rating. That's what kind of bugged me with, you know, it started here with the Grossman and Orton and then all the Cutler stuff. Look at the numbers, Bernstein, you're Mr. Numbers guy. It's a bad number. It really is. It's a number that doesn't really tell you how good a quarterback is.
Yeah, and that's why I count on Pro Football Focus for a lot of these things, because Sam Monson and all those guys over there do a terrific job. And, you know, it's just to make sure that what you're seeing, you know, is actually what's happening out there on the field. Like, for instance, this year, the top-rated quarterbacks via ProFootballFocus.com are Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, and Russell Wilson. And they have a blue chip rating of four guys who played far and beyond way better than everybody else. And then you got four or five guys in the green, and then you got light green and yellow and red. And, of course, the Bears quarterbacks are down there in the red area. But I look to them.
The brownies.
For a long time. I look to them because they look at total snaps. They look at, you know, yards gained on each route. They look at every single play, as opposed to just some formula that you can just dump numbers into without having the game come into play at all.
Did you see who rated as the Pro Football Focus's number one inside linebacker?
I can look right now.
I'm just wondering if you saw, ahead of Luke Kuechly. And I saw this. I said, okay.
I saw
him have some really good games, but I didn't really think that Jarrell Freeman of the Bears would be the top-rated inside linebacker.
You know why? Because Jarrell Freeman does not miss tackles. And, you know, that's a big, big thing for a linebacker. But there are a lot of guys out there who you think are very good.
You know what good. That is? A linebacker efficiency rating.
It is.
That's what
that
is.
Did you stop the guy from scoring a touchdown? Right. Simple as that. Like
it's not did you change the game,
right,
or did the team game plan because you're there because of you, but that what that is crediting him for linebacker efficiency.
And he's a terrific coverage linebacker, too. I mean, that first month or so, you saw Drell Freeman, and you're like, I know they paid Danny Trevathan all the money, but this 50 is out there balling. And then he got caught doing, you know, the bad stuff.
Well, not that bad. Not like,
I mean, it's not like black tar heroin, but, I mean, you know. Got PEDs in your system.
In Macomb, this is Bruce. He is on the score.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I think the dream matchup for quarterbacks going into the Super Bowl, and everyone's talking about this, is a Aaron Rodgers-Brady matchup.
Yes.
Just a gut feeling. I really think that we're going to end up with Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
Why is that?
In the Super Bowl, just a gut feeling. I don't have anything to really back it up.
But why do you have
Bohr's logic?
Right. Why do you have that feeling?
Why are you feeling this way? Did you have some Chinese last night, Bruce? And you're like, you know what?
I really did.
Nice. Nice. Why do you feel this way?
I like Atlanta's defense. I think Ryan's playing very well. I think the defense will match up good against Green Bay's and maybe be able to hold Rodgers down. I like Pittsburgh's defense against New England.
But that's not what's important right now, Bruce. What's important is how do you find good Chinese in Macomb?
Hey, we've got a great place in Macomb. You got to come see us.
Really?
I don't know if I'm going to drive down to Macomb for
Chinese. I'm just curious. I don't know that I would have Macomb, Illinois, circled as a destination. Is it Cantonese? Is it Hunan? Is it Sichuan? Is it a little of everything? I'm just out of curiosity.
Is it who dat?
A little bit of everything. It's made to order.
Well, good. I would hope so. Okay.
No buffet stuff.
All right, I'm just, you know, it's nice to know that if stranded in Macomb and I'm craving a little kung pao,
I'm going to the Google machine right now. Macomb Chinese food.
Who knows? Maybe somebody ended up there who just
maybe like the famous Bourbonnais eggs. Maybe that's what it is. You've got Sesame Garden,
okay,
which is in the Macklin Plaza, the right, famous Macklin Plaza
of
in
course.
Macomb. You've also got Yummy Chen's. Which is, I think he's a first base prospect. For the
owns the White Sox in Kansas City, right?
And then you've got, of course, Hong Kong Express. There it is. Those are the three highest rated Chinese spots in Macomb.
Those rankings fluctuate, though. You know,
there are five reviews for Sesame Garden. There are 20 reviews for Yummy Chen's and 16 for Hong Kong Express.
All right, the ratings,
they've been vetted.
The ratings can be volatile. You never know. Sometimes you get lucky somewhere and you end up with something you didn't expect. I don't know if can I.
Oh, Asian buffet is in there as well. They've got a couple of.
That's a little broad.
Asian buffet?
That's a little broad for you.
You walk in, all of a sudden, there's dancing girls.
You know the rule.
What are we doing here?
My rule is if you get the hot and sour soup right, that's your test. That's if you know that, that's your sort of first, because if that's wrong, if the hot and sour soup is bad, you can't trust anything.
It's like potato salad at a barbecue. Like if you got the aunt who says she's going to bring the potato salad, you can eat that potato salad and know that if it's bad, that she can never cook for you ever again.
That's it. If you get the hot and sour soup just right and the balance of hot and sour and everything is okay, then you can soldier on ahead and begin testing out other things. But that's always, it's always the good rule, because any place that screws that up, leave and don't order again.
All right. So we know what we're doing now when we make a road trip down to Macomb. You know, maybe a Bud Light Who Needs Two tour. You know, in the future, we go to Macomb, have ourselves some Bud Light and some hot and spicy.
You say it, they'll send us there. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah,
they're listening and they're like, hey, they said they want to go to Macomb.
Right
now, it's on you.
All right,
you're paying for the hotel.
All right, we'll talk to Bill Bender next about AFC parity or not. Right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins middays on The Score.
Baseball is life. Let's say it is the perfect companion sport. It is one of the more important passions of my life. Truly,
you romanticize
thinking
it.
Back, well, it's
sure
a remarkable thing.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Remember earlier this week when Pete Carroll hopped on a local Seattle radio program hours before his final presser and told the host of that show that Richard Sherman had been playing the second half of the season with a strained MCL. One problem, they never reported it, and now the NFL may be ripping a second-round draft pick from them as penalty. Well done, Peter. I'm sure John Schneider and Paul Allen are going to be very happy with you, because rebuilding that tissue-thin offensive line is going to be a lot easier without that second-round pick. But people were already starting to wonder if the window was closing shut on the Seahawks. No one thought the coach was trying to slam it shut himself. And Peter, if you don't think a guy can wear out his welcome if he's got a ring to fall back on, just dial up Tom Coughlin when you get a minute. Or better yet, read the Wikipedia section of your time at USC. I'm Jim Rome.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com in January. Save with 0% APR financing for 60 months on all remaining new 2016 Chevys, including Silverado pickups. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass?
Into the jungle.
Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
U.S. only.
Hey there, it's Matt Abatacola.
And Dan Bernstein.
Am I right?
No, you're Come right. On. That's the first time anybody's mentioned that, and now I'm not going to unsee that.
It's a second away.
Like,
that's right.
He just turns and looks.
You're flinching. Sad.
Again, Melania, flinching, bad. Don't do it.
Stop flinching. We're on camera.
Major, all right, stop.
Major
stop,
flinch.
Stop.
Just like punches her in the arm.
Stop.
Two for flinching.
What is that thing, that stupid game?
Oh, look at this.
He stares at the pinchy finger, right. Like circle change action.
Oh, got you again.
Got
told
you again.
Stop looking.
Two for flinching.
Sell some beds.
Two for looking. Two for flinching.
Punch buggy.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Stop.
Made you look again. Stop looking. Anyway, if you're looking for a brand new mattress, well, here's what you have to do. You have to go see our friends over at Mattress Firm for the year-end closeout sale.
Right now, if you you can get 50% off select 2016 floor models that have to go. They have to be out. 60% off accessories while supplies last. Plus, you can save up to $500 store-wide on the best brands at Mattress Firm. Talking Sealy and Beautyrest and Stearns and Foster and more. And up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedics. That's part of their custom collection.
Yeah, and take advantage of the no-interest financing for 5 years. Also, ask the experts at Mattress Firm about their Sleep Happy Guarantee. If you're not satisfied within 120 nights of your original purchase, you can return or exchange your mattress with a small processing fee. But rest assured, you'll sleep happy because they guarantee it. And also, they won't be undersold.
And maybe you're wondering, why do I have to do this? I like my mattress. I know, you probably do. But if your mattress is 8 years old or older, or if you really want to understand what has happened, how mattresses have been revolutionized, I didn't know. I didn't really appreciate it until I went in and said, they're just different now. They're better now. The materials are better. The technology is better. And you don't know until you go in there and experience what mattresses are and what your sleep, what the quality of your sleep can be.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, and let the sleep experts help you as they'll walk you through their very simple process to find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey guys, if you're looking for a new car in 2017, You got to get with my guys. You got to go see my guys at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. Trust me, they have the selection, the service, and the satisfaction you are looking for. And right now, get specials like 0% APR for 60 months on all remaining 2016 Chevys, or sign and drive with no money down on the new 2017 Chevy Cruze. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com. Tell them Jason Goff sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, see dealer for details. Details, find new roads.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1956, the youth of Cleveland were banned from dancing in public unless accompanied by an adult. Sarah McLachlan was born this week in 1968. That same week in 68, the Bee Gees made their live debut in the U.S. This week in 1969, the Doors were paid $50,000 when they played Madison Square Garden, making them one of the highest paid acts of the year.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
When a hostage is taken.
Help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that not the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
If there's one sale you don't want to miss, it's the Dream Sale at Andriana Furs. Every garment in our store is now priced at 2/3 off. For a very limited time, get this year's most phenomenal discounts on the world's finest furs, shearlings, cashmeres, and, of course, the warmest leather jackets with fur-trimmed hoods, reduced from $1,200 down to $400. Beautiful fur-lined raincoats, normally $1,500, now only $500. Get 2/3 off at Andriana Furs, 2201 West 95th, or visit AndrianaFurs.com, where you'll find long $3,000 cashmere coats. Now, dream sale priced at only $900. Gorgeous $10,000 sheared makes, just $3,300. His and hers make bomber jackets that were $4,000 are now just $1,300. But hurry, the dream sale ends Monday at Andriana Furs, 2201 West 95th. Visit AndrianaFurs.com.
Feel the warmth and luxury that you deserve. Andriana Furs.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Looking for family fun this winter? We'll join Coach Collins and Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena this season as family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. We start in the NHL and the Blackhawks as Scott Darling will be in net tonight in Boston. Now the Bruins trail the Canadiens by 8 points. They've lost their last two games. And the puck drops at 6. NBA, Jimmy Butler was voted a starter for the Eastern Conference for the first time in his career. Notable snub on the Western side of things, Russell Westbrook was left off the starting lineup. That includes Steph Curry, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kawhi Leonard, and Anthony Davis. Joining Jimmy Butler as a starter for the East will be LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan, and Giannis. And I'm not even going to try it, so I don't even attempt it. Bulls are in Atlanta tonight. Taj Gibson is back after dealing with a sore ankle. ESPN's Mark Stein reported earlier today the Bulls are already plotting a way to make a run at Chris Bosh if he's healthy next season. And in football, the Bears announced the hiring of Jeremiah Washburn as the offensive line coach. Curtis Motkins is running backs coach. And Roy Anderson will assist with the defensive backfield, Mr. Anderson. The Bears denied the 49ers permission to interview Vic Fangio for their defensive coordinator position, and championship weekend kicks off with Green Bay at Atlanta and New England hosting Pittsburgh. Coverage on the score starts at 1. Packers wide receivers Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams, and Geronimo Allison did not practice today and are all questionable for Sunday's game. Catch Chicago's ultimate indoor fishing event, the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg on January 26th through the 29th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Visit sportsshows.com/Chicago. And I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have a baby.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 58 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Way.
Bill Bender is on Twitter at BillBender92, the Sporting News national college football writer. Jump shifted over to NFL at the conclusion of the college season, so he brings that unique perspective right now to the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game. Hi, Bill.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being had, Bill. All right, so you look at the AFC, and you can pretty much write in New England, and when they don't make it, it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger or some other team that has a good quarterback. But the AFC isn't littered with a bunch of great quarterbacks, and you wrote about it.
Yeah, I mean, the AFC, you look at it, and it's really been a three-man thing for 16 years now. I mean, whether it was Brady or Roethlisberger or Manning when he was there, I mean, I think the astounding stat is that over those 16 years that the only other two AFC quarterbacks that have been in the Super Bowl were Rich Gannon when he was an MVP and Joe Flacco when he had that red hot year at Baltimore. So to me, I heard you guys talking about parity. I don't think it exists within the AFC. I think it's Pittsburgh, New England, and everybody else.
Now, I read your piece, and I'm still left with this question. Why is that inherently bad?
Well, I don't think it's – here, I'll put it to you this way. It's not bad – for the NFL, because at the end of the road, you get Roethlisberger, you get Brady, you get a Hall of Fame quarterback matchup. But I think it's bad for the AFC at large. And, you know, I'm an Ohio kid, and I've watched a lot of Bengals and Browns in my life. And, you know,
sorry,
you see this happening every year, that fatigue does set in.
See, for me, I guess I'm somewhat the opposite. If I don't have a vested interest in and having grown up with the Bears, I don't mind having Titans, not actual Titans, but these.
You want to see the stars? Go ahead.
I want to see it every year. That's the sort of the NFL I remember growing up with, where the best teams continue always with different chapters, because there's no skin in the game there. So maybe because you've got an AFC upbringing, you think about it differently.
Well, I think it's not so much about the franchises. I think it's about the quarterbacks. I think the league is such a quarterback league now, maybe more now than ever before. When you're looking at it now, at the Final Four, you've got, in my mind, three Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Brady, Roethlisberger, and Aaron Rodgers, and then the guy that I think should be the league's MVP this year in Matt Ryan. So to me, unless you have that quarterback, and I'll take it to you this way, when I saw the playoff brackets, I mean, I'm thinking Alex Smith is the third best quarterback in the AFC with Derek Carr out, and there's no way this isn't going to be Pittsburgh and New England at the end of the road.
All right, so how do you remedy that? I mean, you're not going to quarterback-proof the league, and you know, maybe you force people to hire better general managers and better architects of the rosters, but how do you remedy that if you are the NFL, making sure that everyone can stay involved in the product?
I don't think you can. I mean, I think Derek Carr, like I said, I'm going to be interested to see what Oakland does. I think they've built the correct way. I mean, they're building off Khalil Mack, Derek Carr, really good young talent that they have. So I think they're maybe that team that could challenge New England or Pittsburgh next year. But like I said in the article, when we do these prognostications, these podcasts, everything in the AFC, will start with New England and Pittsburgh, of course, and I think, to be honest, I think the NFC will start with Green Bay and Dallas. And Dallas has a quarterback in Dak Prescott. I would say Seattle, but I feel like there's a little bit of a drop-off with them over the past couple seasons.
And also in the AFC, I mean, there's some guys that you think are coming and guys that you should already be talking about in that same level. You know, Andrew Luck. I mean, Andrew Luck is a guy who, when you drafted him number one overall, you thought that this was going to be a Hall of Fame type of quarterback. Now, Marcus Mariota with that Tennessee team, they got something brewing there. So there's some guys who you're still waiting on, some guys who you think will be there, but the torch handing over to is not happening.
The torch handing over to passing handing.
Well, and I think we've been kind of looking to hand the torch over to somebody, but this is a deal where we're going with, who's that guy going to be? I like Marcus Mariota a lot at Tennessee. I just don't like necessarily think that franchise is ready to step up. I mean, where has Indianapolis and Baltimore been the last two seasons? Flacco was that red hot quarterback, and Andrew Luck, like you said, where have they been the last 2 years? So, again, looking for a challenger for Pittsburgh or New England, and I guess I just don't see it right now.
Because you've covered college all year and then immediately you switch over to the NFL, how do you have to recalibrate what you're watching? How do you change the way you judge, or have you done this long enough that it's not that difficult to do?
No, it's fun to pinch hit down the stretch a little bit. I mean, we've obviously got a solid group of NFL writers and any help we can get. And I watch the NFL on Sundays anyway, like everybody else. I'm on Red Zone and fantasy leagues and, watching NFC football mostly and AFC football as well. So, to me, it's just fascinating watching the playoffs. I always liken this to, heavyweight fights with the quarterbacks. And this week in particular, you've got, like you said, it's not bad for the NFL that we get Pittsburgh and New England in a great matchup. And then again, Green Bay and Atlanta in a game that I can't imagine not getting into the high 30s with the way those two are playing.
We were talking before, Bill, about Kyle Shanahan and about how well he targets a weak link on a defense. And sometimes the NFL play callers get so excited about getting their card together and getting their scheduled plays together that they don't actually coach what's in front of them. They coach what they were planning to do. Where in college games, very often you've got a mismatch on the line that you've got a guy who can block somebody, who can run behind all game, and we see it. We see some of those wide talent mismatches, and in the NFL, not so much. And maybe once there are injuries, or maybe this time of year where there's some sort of attrition, or guys are gimpy, it's something I would like to see more of, that collegiate aspect of pro ball, where a coordinator doesn't have to constantly prove how smart he is all the time or outsmart himself, and just say, yeah, I think my guy can take your guy every time.
Yeah, I think that's, sometimes there is that tendency to get too cute. Whereas, I was at the national championship game there a few weeks ago, and to be honest, Alabama, I thought Steve Sarkisian called a pretty good game. I mean, the reason I thought that they lost was probably that Bo Scarborough was hurt, and that was that formula that Nick Saban used for championship after championship, was keep it simple, give it to your running back, round out the clock. And in that game, they didn't convert a lot of third downs, and they allowed Deshaun Watson, who I'm sure you guys are going to be talking a lot about over the next couple months, whether Cleveland should draft him. They allowed him to get warmed up, and the rest is history, man. Clemson won the national championship, which was, to lead into the rest of our discussion, that was good for college football that Clemson beat Alabama.
How do you feel about Dabo Swinney? I'm not a huge fan personally of him, but the guy's been able to win 10 games a year, and he catches not the lightning in the bottle, but the supernova that is Deshaun Watson, takes him back to back championship games. He wins one. If they didn't play poorly on special teams, he might be a back to back champion. But do you put him in that Urban Meyer, Jim Harbaugh kind of Nick Saban like echelon yet, or are we still talking about Dabo Swinney as the second tier of great coaches?
Well, I think Dabo Swinney's right there as a program. Clemson, all year and over the past 2 years, all I've talked about is Alabama and Ohio State is 1A, 1B because of the national championships that Nick Saban and Urban Meyer have accumulated. But I think Dabo Swinney deserves to be in that conversation as a program for certain, because they, 28-2 the last 2 years, they have a national championship. He's a lot of fun. I know he's corny and says a lot of, the kind of those hokey type things. But as I've always told people, when you go into a press conference with him, you always leave like kind of laughing or smiling. He has that effect on the program. And, I think the rest of the conversation as far as those elite coaches, it probably goes Jimbo Fisher, Jim Harbaugh, Chris Peterson. And that group of top six guys, it's as we talk about parity in the NFL with college football, I mean, that's kind of the group I'm looking at for next year, is that top five or six that'll be in the hunt for the college football playoffs.
Yeah, he might be a goof, but at least he hasn't been Sabanized in the way that so many have, just like we see all of the NFL coaches who have become Belichickian in their behavior, because somehow they believe that the reason why Belichick is good and his teams are always good is because he's just a weirdo when it comes to the media. How's the access been different for you going from covering college to covering the NFL?
Well, I do a couple NFL games a year for us as well, and whether it's in Cincinnati or Cleveland. I think it's fun. NFL's very buttoned up. They know what you're going to get. You kind of know what to expect. I think as far as the college game, why I like guys like Dabo Sweeney and Jim Harbaugh is the unpredictability factor. These guys are, they say things on Twitter, whether it's on Twitter or in the media, that's good for page views. It's obviously good for business. And, you know, I think Jim Harbaugh and Dabo Sweeney, in between, when they're behind those closed doors, you can say anything about those guys you want now, but their teams, you can tell that their players love playing for those guys. They respect them, and it shows up on the field.
Bill, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Sporting news writer Bill Bender, our guest. And I have a take that I want to bring you to. Mm-hmm. Back to the Bulls and Chris Bosh. Something I'm mad at myself for not thinking of this.
Okay.
But it's a perspective that needs to be introduced about why the Bulls in particular might be the absolute worst place to be the landing spot for a Chris Bosh comeback. And I should have thought of it because we talked a lot about it, and we'll continue to do so on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com in January. Find your tag, find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including the 2017 Cruze and Equinox. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevy.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
Two words for you, and they're two great words. Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. Because you, the Score afternoon listener, was so instrumental in making their holiday package a smashing success, we've come up with something else here for you. It's similar. It's not exactly the same. It's actually even more of a savings. 79% off what's called the Favorite Collection. It's only $49.99, and to get there, you go to OmahaSteaks.com. You go to the main search bar on the main page and just enter D-A-N-B, Dan B, in the search bar. You'll be directed to the Favorite Collection. Again, $49.99 for the following. Two filet mignons, two top sirloin steaks, four boneless pork chops, four burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, four chicken fried steaks, a 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, a 16-ounce package of Omaha Steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, and they will throw in four additional burgers free. All of that for $49.99. You can't beat it. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, enter the code, main page, search bar, Dan B. Do it right now. Add the Favorite Collection to your cart, and then you get it. A 79% savings. This is guaranteed to be a hit.
We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't. Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock.
rocked it.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Into the jungle. Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This week in music history. This week in 1969, Led Zeppelin I, the band's debut album, was released in the U.S. This week in 1982, at a concert, Ozzy Osbourne attempted to bite the head off a live bat, thinking it was rubber. The Beastie Boys became the first act censored on American Bandstand this week in 1987. This week in 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Paul McCartney did not attend.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bosch flips it in on a gorgeous bounce pass from Wade. Bosch has 17 points and a career playoff high 16 rebounds.
Will that be future Chicago Bull Chris Bosch if cleared to return to play after dealing with his blood clot issues and being on blood thinners? At 33 years old, that was the report today. One prominent national reporter saying that, yes, indeed, the Bulls had strong interest in being just that team. But then there's this, and none other than our buddy Polish physician, a doctor in his own right, brings this up. To think for a moment how absolutely brutal it would be for Bosch to have a serious medical issue with the history the Bulls medical staff has. Well, dang on line one. Even though they have done little wrong, the public and possibly player perception of how they handled Dang and how they handled Rose is not good. The Bulls should think long and hard before taking on that level of risk. That is a great point. Mm. That is because then you would be nationally outed. Like, it's a high-profile player. But the embattled... Like, they won the Derrick Rose propaganda thing. They won that. They went after a dude who they knew, you know, wouldn't be able to verbalize what was going on, and they wouldn't have the PR machine behind him on his side, same way they did Tom Thibodeau. But Chris Bosh is a nationally loved NBA guy. And if you take that on and it goes the wrong way.
Luol Deng, multiple. You had them prescribing active rest and trying to clown him. And then they found that there was a stress fracture in there. Then the messed up spinal tap and everything that happened.
Almost died.
There have been, not to mention, there was an issue with
the Joakim stuff as well.
The Joakim stuff, when he went in for a routine scope and ended up with half the meniscus being gone. And then Niko Mirotić has a simple laparoscopic appendectomy.
He was out for 2 weeks.
And missed 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's right or wrong. We don't know what's fair or not. And I'm trying to be fair, but the fact is there is a perception that things go wrong with the Bulls in medicine.
Yeah, and things go wrong with the Bulls in basketball, too.
Well, that's
so different. So I mean, on another level, on the basketball level, a guy who hasn't played in a while, who still thinks he could play, is not going to come here and be your 9-point-per-game, 5-rebound-per-game guy. I mean, Chris is going to get his shots and want his shots. Dwayne Wade, he wants his shots every once in a while, and Jimmy Butler wants his shots every night. You're muddying the waters unnecessarily so. And I was listening to Spiegel and Parkins this morning and thinking about what they should have done was just say, hey, here's Jimmy Butler. Here's a bunch of guys that we hope are good. And if they're not good, if you can't play with Jimmy, you're probably not going to be on this team. But they messed it all up. They fouled it all up by getting an over-the-hill Dwayne Wade, who I've never had a real problem with. I think he's one of the better shooting guards in the game's history, and he's a national brand, and he's a guy who is going to be a terrific businessman after basketball. But
he already is while he's playing.
Yeah, but with Jimmy Butler and now the Rajon Rondo component and Fred Hoiberg coaching for every game. I mean, this thing got muddied unnecessarily so. It's as if they tried to figure out how to mess this up as much as they possibly could.
After saying the right thing about youth and athleticism, younger, more athletic.
They could have just said, hey, we're going to get a ball to Jimmy. And it's worked with other lead guard situations. And we're going to find out what our $94 million play is about.
Look what D'Antoni did in Houston when they said, we've got a guy who can absolutely dominate the ball. We just have to make sure the floor is properly spaced around him, get our geometry right.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I was telling you before, I had no idea. NBA.com tweeted out that right now, your number one NBA team in defensive rating is the Houston Rockets.
Never would have guessed it.
I would have been here all day.
And for the people who would look at their stats and go, oh, they're giving up 107 points per game, don't look at that.
That's the pace issue.
That they play at. And Doug Moe famously said, you know, you show me somebody who's looking at points per game, I'm going to show you an idiot because the pace that they play at. And Doug Moe was one of the first space and pace kind of guys back in the day. One of the very first ones who was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. Run the ball up the court, put three shooters around.
Westhead.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Doug Moe, a lot of these guys are still doing a lot of stuff that Doug Moe was doing way back in the day. And they do give up 107 points per game, but they score 114 again.
Yeah, the problem was you also had that. You had the ensuing generation of the Jeff Van Gundy and Mike Fratello.
Slow the ball down, take the air out the ball.
And then claim to be a good defensive coach. Well, look at my defensive stats.
I remember those Cavs teams.
No, you're not a good defensive team. You just don't play offense.
Right, those Cavs teams. Right. You're milking the 24-second shot clock every single possession.
All right, what you got for us after the top of the hour?
All right, well, you know, we were talking a little bit about the best quarterback matchups of all time in conference championship games. My man Nick Szepkowski has given me a list of names. Also want to jump into some other football stuff with you. We got Championship Sunday coming up here, so I want to chop that up with you in this hour.
We'll do that straight ahead on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week in sports history.
This week in 1894 had the first college basketball game. The first games were played in baseball's American League. This week in 1901. This week in 1924, the first Winter Olympic Games opened in France. The Detroit Red Wings scored an NHL record 8 goals in one period. This week in 1943. This week in 1947, the NFL added a fifth official, the back judge, and allowed sudden death in playoffs. The New York Giants baseball team signed their first black players. This week in 1949.
Sports Talk. Why not help Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish celebrate during their annual January 20% off fish sale? So here goes. What do Neolem prolagus brichiardi, Altolem prolagus calvus, and Siphotilapia frontosa all have in common? They're all African cichlids. They're all 20% off. And they're all in stock at Oak Park Natural Pet. All freshwater fish, 20% off. All saltwater fish, 20% off. All live coral, 20% off. And, of course, all live inverts, 20% off. It may be a good time to spruce up your aquarium for the big game. Why not sachet into Oak Park Natural? That's Oak Park Natural Pet and Fish Harlem, just north of Madison.
God bless you.
Where you always find more live fish.
This week's most popular music. 35 years ago, 1982.
Number three.
The Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
Yeah, just been sold. My angel in the centerfold.
Number two.
Foreigner, Waiting for a Girl Like You.
I've been waiting.
Number one song this week, 35 years ago in 1982, Olivia Newton-John, Physical.
Physical, physical, how I get.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
If there's one sale you don't want to miss, it's the Dream Sale at Andriana Furs. Every garment in our store is now priced at two-thirds off. For a very limited time, get this year's most phenomenal discounts on the world's finest furs, shearlings, cashmeres, and leathers, like designer shearling coats. Originally $6,000, now only $1,900. $15,000 female ranch minks, just $5,000. Get two-thirds off at Andriana Furs, 2201 West 95th, or visit AndrianaFurs.com, where you'll find $18,000 Black Llama female mink coats down to $6,000. Try on a magnificent $60,000 long sable coat. Dream sale priced at